as the attackers froze in their tracks. Bragglin shouted,
"Be still! Don't make any false moves! Gringe, cover her!"
The rat called Gringe was an experienced archer. As the rest stood stock still, he slid close to Mariel. An arrow strained against his taut bowstring. Bragglin managed to gasp against the dagger tip, tickling his throat.
"Kill her if she moves this blade a fraction!"
Dandan heaved a loud sigh of dismay. It was a standoff. Noontide shimmered over the grass-topped sandhills as both parties stood poised in a silent tableau.
"This isn't a right old mess we be gotten into,"
said Bowley, shooting Dandan a pleading glance.
"What's a warrior supposed to do now, Dandy?"
Dandan knew the situation rested on a dagger tip and an arrowhead. Squinting at the high hot orb of the sun, he whispered calmly,
"Learn patience and obedience. That's the way of the warrior. Don't show fear, Bowley. Stand up straight and wait for the next move. But be ready when it comes."
"Hail the conquering fox wolf, you drooling idiot!"
The Urgan Nagru ducked as a bowl clanged against the banqueting chamber door. Wincing with the pain of his injuries, he hobbled to one side as Silvermord flung a three-branched candlestick.
"One day that poison tongue will be the death of you, vixen!"
The foxwolf snarled dangerously. Limping to his chair, he slumped down and began tugging gingerly with his teeth at a long white beam splinter embedded in his paw. Silvermord continued her tirade.
"I could have caught them, but what did you do, clever brush? Try to drown me in the moat! Nagru the Knitbrain, that's you, the fool who chases his own tail."
Nagru spat the splinter at her venomously.
"Now give your slobbering mouth a rest, Clattergob, letting yourself be pulled out the window by a big dumb badger."
The rat horde sat in the courtyard, some licking their wounds, others slaking their thirst from the dwindling cellars of the castle. Sounds of furious argument rang out from the banqueting chamber windows high above their heads. Filch, one of the rats, looked up from the honey-preserved chestnuts he was sharing with his companion, Sourgall.
"Big dumb badger, eh? That one didn't need to talk. She slew 8 of ours with a tree limb. It'd take 10 of us to lift."
Sourgall had remained behind to fish Silvermore from the moat. He looked Filch up and down slowly.
"Huh? She didn't hurt you, matey. Where were you? Lead him from behind, I'll bet."
"Aye! And so would you have been, Bucko. We nearly had the otter that fought like a mad beast while the others escaped. Then that badger was in the middle of us, swinging at half of a tree. Where do you expect me to be, eh? Drig, Flocky, Big Bradtail, and 5 others got in the badger's way. And they ain't around to tell the story no more. You ask Ucktail if you don't believe me. Ain't